in things that we haven't done yet in Nosin Tam Lifgam. Can you pull down for me Gemara Avodah Zarah? And you can get a big one there that you guys can look into. You got in the little shas there. There should be there. And see the in the big shas, Ellie, you want to get the one from the big shas on the lower level there? Yeah. Yeah, because she cleaned. Okay, yeah. Now, I'll see if I can read the little one. Okay. So we go to Samach Zion, Amud Aleph. We'll discover and all this, by the way, leads up to, at some point we ought to, you know, tomorrow, it's very interesting. This comes before the Brisa, where they actually then bring the two opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon that we spent so much time talking about. But before that, you know, if you recall, I mentioned in the Mishnah, we had a long discussion about this last year, just a little bit in the Sugish year. In the Mishnah, they don't use the phrase Nosin Tam Lifgam. It doesn't appear, right? Before the phrase in the Mishnah is something entirely different. It says, Zahaklau. It's on Samachay Amud Bey. Zahaklau. Kol Shibhanoso Benosin Tam Asur. Kol Sheim Hanoso Benosin Tam Mutar. When you ever have something where there's hana'a from it, when it gives off taste, then it's usur. If there's no hana'a from it, then it's mutar. Then you use the term nosin tam lifgam, nosin tam l'sheva. That winds up later, and it's interesting how it comes out from the sugya. But that's not our topic.
You think from that, though, that it's something that's taros, that has no...
So what's the difference between that language, the two sides of it is whether or not it gives off hana, and that would include that something that has no taste, right? But we said last time, right, that something that has no taste is also like Nosin Tam L'Shevach. So Nosin Tam, we said that Nosin Tam Lifgam is the disqualification and everything else is, right? But from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it would appear to be otherwise. Okay. Now, so let's, if you look on this Amud, we'll see two Lashonos in Samach Zion, Amud Aleph, about two-thirds down, Omer Reish Lakish. Nosin Tam Lifgam She'amru, Lo She'amru K'dei Rezo Chaseira Melach, Yiseira Melach, Chaseira Tavlim, Yiseira Tavlim, Ela Kol She'ein Chaseira Klum, Ve'na Nelcheles Mitnei Zeh. So he said, the first Lashon says that Nosin Tam Lifgam, the first Lashon of Reish Lakish, is when there's nothing you could add to the dish to make it better, right? Not even if it's missing something, then it's not Nosin Tam Lifgam. Then you put the salt in, right? Or it has too much salt, and you put in something to counteract it. But everything that's as properly, as fully enspiced as it could be, seasoned as it could be, was the word I was looking for. The Einan Ne'achelis, there's nothing you could do to improve it. That's Nosin Tam Lifgam, according to the first Lashon. The Ika de Amre, Amar Reish Lakish, and there's a second version. Nosin Tam Lifgam She'amru, where they said something's Nosin Tam Lifgam, Ein Omrim K'dei Rezo Chaseira Melech, Yiseira Melech, Chaseira Tavlim, Yiseira Tavlim, Ela Hashta Miha Ha Pagma. We go according to the way that it is now. And the right, however it is now, Basher Husham. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if I could add spices or if I could take away, I could do something to counteract some spices. If the thing is right now in the state that it is, it's Nosin Tam Lifgam, then it's Nosin Tam Lifgam. That's it. Okay? Second opinion is actually much more makil, right? Okay? And the Gemara goes on and learns from, quotes this famous statement of Rabbi Abahu that we've seen so many times, but with a little add-on at the end. Omar Rabbi Abahu, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shetamo Oma Masho Asur, Lokina La Vizel Kizayis Bitei Achilas Pras, Tamo V'loma Masho Asur V'ein Lokina Lav, V'im Riba Tam Lifgam Mutter. If you added Tam Lifgam Mutter, V'lema Im Nasan Tam Lifgam Mutter. If it's why do they say Hariba? Hakamashmalan the Afagav the Ika Mile Akrinaisa Depagma Behedja Vihilkasa Kalishna Basar the Rav Lakish Lakish. So they learn from the addendum of Rabbi Yochanan, as you can see there, what the reasoning is, you'll see it spelled out in Rashi, that the halacha follows the Lishna Basra of Reish Lakish, which means then we'll see it now in the Mechaber. So let's jump to the Mechaber. And these two opinions, then the second one is the one that winds up as Se'if Gimel. And let's read it in Se'if Gimel. Afilu ein koach be'isur levado lifgom. Even if the Iser itself by itself wouldn't be pogim. Ela al yedei davar acher, but it's mixed in shemisayo. Kigon shenafal Iser likdeira. Why did you say shenafal Iser likdeira? Because you can't be mevata Iser latchila, right? So nafal Iser likdeira. Sheyesh ba melech otavlin. And look at the gears, it should be merubin, right? The il malei hamelach v'atavlim sheba lo haya koach b'isur lifgom afilo hafi mutar. So even if it's because of the spices that are there that bring out the taste and make it no sein tam lifgam, we judge by the mixture the way that it is. So you can see then that there are no tainas, according to Reish Lakish, that you can make. Oh, no, if you would have added spices, or you would have taken away the spices, or you would have seasoned it differently, there's no tainas. If right now it's no sin tam lifgam, it's no sin tam lifgam. Okay? And we look in Rashi in the Gemara there, Rashi explains the reason. Ein tolin habagam bedavar acher, lomar cheserahu melach o yesera. Afilo hayasa kisikunai, even if it was the way that it should be. Lo hayaha iser pagma, shal melach haya mivatel as pigimas tam ha-iser. Umetakno, ela keman de tam ha-iser pogma akshav, kamoshehi, have pigam umutar. Right, so that's the din. Right, now, so the maskana follows that second lashon, and that's the way... And that's how we learn it. Okay? Now, what are we supposed to conclude then from the Se'if? If it's pogame because there's melach or tavlin present and that combination makes it pogame, then it's no Saint Tom Leaf common, it's mutter. How about the opposite? How about if it was pogame only because there isn't the proper seasoning, right? Would that also be the heter of Reish Lakish? It would seem to be that way from the Gemara, but the Lushan of the Mechaber doesn't read precisely, if you'll notice. What does he say? He says, V'il molei ha-melech v'atavlin sheba lo ha-yakoch v'isor lifgom afilo hafi mutar. His point is where the presence of the spices causes the no same tam lifgam. How about if it was just no same tam lifgam because I have vinegar in this mixture that the usser vinegar fell in and the vinegar ruins it, but if I had added in the other spices, the vinegar would actually not ruin the taste. Right? Can I say that's not Nosin Tam Lifgam because they're missing? So from the Lushan of the Mechaber, I wouldn't know that for sure. But from the Lushan of the Gemara, that would be the case. So come along the Shach. This is one of the cases where the Gemara, where the Shach just comes to spell out what, so we shouldn't learn the Mechaber without looking into the Gemara, and we might misconclude. So look at the Shach in Yud Beis. V'il molei ha-melech v'atavlin, v'hu ha-din ipcha. And the opposite's also the case. Kishehu poge mipnesha ain sham melach otavlin. Filu hayasham melach otavlin. Kiraui lo haya poge mutter came into hashta miha poge kid the ita b'shas.
But if you add in the salt after?
Now, what happens then if I add in the salt afterwards? So let's say it's the Easter fell in, right? And the Easter is no sin tam lifgam. Okay? And I would be, and it's only because salt is missing. And then I added in the salt. What should be the halacha? So let's flip back. That we can see from something we didn't talk about earlier that I skipped over because I wanted to bring it in now. So let's go back to the Shach, as long as you asked, in Sif Katan Zion. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch said, or if it's Pogame, Ulevasov Hishbiach Aser. It starts out when it gets mixed in, it's pogame. But then later, it stays a little longer, it seasons, it gets better, it's mashpiach, and then it's usher. Perush, achar shehishpiach, he says. Dafke, after it was mashpiach, But just because in the end it's going to wind up to be mashbiach, while it's still po game, right, it's mutter. Okay? Even if you were to wait longer, while it's po game, it's mutter. If you wait longer and it's mashbiach then, or, now let's think, aval, kodem sheishbiach mutter, afo pisha efshar sheyashbiach acharka, kevan dehashta po game hu, Mide dehave achaseiras melach. They look aman, sif katan yud beis. So he links the two dinim. So you can see, for him then, the common denominator between the two seifim, sif katan zayin and sif katan yud beis, is that the major point is however it is now when I go to eat it.
Is there a difference between if it'll be just by leaving it, it'll become hishbiach, or
no,
by adding it something later on, it'll become hishbiach?
Same thing. He just said they're exactly the same din. So in other words, if I didn't add the salt in and it's still pogame, then it's mutter. If I added salt and made it so that it was mutter, right, then it's usser. That it was edible and it was good. If I improved it by adding salt and now the Easter is no longer pogame, but the Easter is perceptible, then we got a problem. Now, remember the way we explained the machlokas of the Rashba and the Ran? Remember, we said that there has to be, according to both of them, first a rov, right? So it had to be a rov heter. So there's a rov heter, there's a miyut of iser, the iser gives off a taste. If the iser gives off a taste, then right now it gives off the taste, and that taste is pogain, ketsas. Not that we wouldn't not eat it at all, but it ruins the taste somewhat, right? Then we would say that's mutter, okay? Because there's a rove, so Achari Rabban Lahatos supplies, but Tam Ki Ikar doesn't apply according to the Rashba, or for the Ran, it's like the Nisracha to Nevela is to Tam Lifgam, right, of Tam. So according to both of them, we could see that it goes according to the way that it is now. Okay, now, I want to ask, though, I just slipped something in, maybe that's not the case. Let's stop. Who does this really fit better than? Does it fit the Ran or does it fit the Rashba better? This din that we go with the way that it is now. Okay. Right, that's the din, right? We go the way that it is now. So if there's a rove of heter, let's just say again because it's late and whatever, it's been a long day. So if there's a rove of heter, by the way, I'm proud to report that I stayed on my diet the whole day yesterday. I'm very happy. Okay. And I'm planning to diet again the day before Purim also. If you have Iser, right? There's a rove of heter, there's a miyot of Iser. The Iser gives tam l'shevach, it's aser. Yishim tam ki ikar. Gives tam l'fgam, it's mutter. Because tam ki ikar doesn't apply. Right? We said that according to the Rashba. That's what the Rashba said. The Ran said, no, it's because just like nevela isn't nevela when it's nisracha and can't be eaten, then tam isn't tam when it's not flavorful. Okay? Now, if you think about it, according to the Rashba, who says that tam, unflavorful tam, isn't enough, ein koach bo, lessor, in a way, right? If the tam then later is mashpiach, then it does have tam. Then it does, right? The Ran used another lashon. He said that what happened to nevela, by the way, what happens to nevela that was nisracha, and then you added spices to it later to make it edible? It's mutter. Because paka shem isur me'olav, me'ole, or something, whatever, I think that's the language that he uses. For the Ran, it's the loss of the status of Isur, like the way Nevela is no longer Nevela when it's Nisracha. For the Rashba, it was more that the Ta'am, unflavorful Ta'am, doesn't have the Koach to be the Oser. Which fits better the din of Pogame will of a Sof Hishbiach? I think the Rashba. I got a lot of trouble trying to explain the Ran, that din according to the Ran, to tell you quite candidly. I can fetch and try to explain it, but it seems to me it fits the Rashba much better. Lefi Anius Dati, which is indeed very impoverished. Okay? Okay, let's say the following, okay? I'm only reacting to your question, so let's... clarify. You asked it, so I linked the two. And you were right. You were right to ask, because the din is that we go according to the way it is now. If it later becomes hishbiach, then it's usher. Which then would be the case that if I added tavlin, that now made that flavor flavorful, it would be usher too. Okay, that's what your question was. And I said the shach actually explicitly points out in Zion that livasof hishbiach is exactly the din of gimel, of seif gimel. It's exactly the same din. Right, that if you added spices later and made it flavorful, then it can oser it. Okay, let me say it again. Okay, in another way even. Okay, the din of seif gimel is the following. I'll eventually hit on the right way to say this, but the din of seif gimel is the following. If right now the tam of iser is perceptible, but it's pogame the tarovis. It's mutter. If I later add spices that it's still perceptible, but now it enhances, or it's not pogame anymore, it just is neutral, then it's awesome.
It's the mixture or the ingredient?
The mixture, the taste of the whole thing. Okay? So, and I bet there were things that if you put them in, you know, like, for instance, I'll give this as an example. I once discovered this certain kind of cake that chocolate cake I really like. My wife actually puts mayonnaise in. I always tell her, don't tell me the ingredients of things. I don't need to know, okay? Just, I know what I like, right? But I guess if you didn't put sugar and all those other things, you just put mayonnaise in batter, I bet it wouldn't taste good at all. Right? So if usher mayonnaise fell in, it might not taste good at all. But if you add all the other stuff, it enhances it. So that's... Right, that's chaseras tavlin, right? Chaseras tavlin, the tavlin. I've got the tavlin are missing. The mayonnaise was usher mayonnaise, and it's pogame the tarovis. It's pogame the mixture. It fell in there. Maybe it's mutter. Right? If I add later tavlin and it's now whatever, then it's usher. Mm-hmm. Right. So the shach wanted to point out, made a point of pointing out that the whole point of this is that we just follow the way that it is now. If we just follow the way that it is now, and later on you add the stuff in, then the stuff is usher, right? Which he points out then in Seif Zion is totally consistent with the idea of Pogam Ulevasof Hishpiyah. Right? Pogam Ulevasof Hishpiyah. Basically, says that's what it is. We just follow the way that it is now. As long as you brought that up, I then asked, which of the two Rishonim of the Avos HaHalacha that we spent so much time talking about, the Ran or the Rashba, which does it seem to fit better? It seemed to me that it fit I could see the approach of the Rashba much more readily, which I could always see the approach of the Rashba much more readily, because I liked it systemically fit the laws of Yardaya better to me, right? Whereas the Ran seemed like better on the spot in the Gemara, explained the Brisa better, but it didn't fit in systemically. And I felt the Rashba works even better here, because the Rashba seemed to me was saying the following. The whole point of No Saint Tom Leaf Gam is that if there's a rove and you don't have Acharei Ravim Lahatos to worry about anymore, then all you have is Tom Ki'ikar to worry about. And Tom Ki'ikar only works for flavorful Tom. It doesn't mean that anything's changed in the Etzem Ha'isur at all. It's just whether or not it's flavorful, and flavorful is contextual. Right now it didn't have the ability, now it does have the ability. So the Rashba fits, to me, Po Game Ul of Asof Mashpiach very well. Okay. Now for the Ran, can I say it in such a way maybe? Yeah, but I have to admit that it's a b'dievet explanation. Because the Ran actually used the words in Avodah Zarah and the Perush. He actually used them. I think the Rush actually cites him saying this. He actually says something like, Hufka Shemisur Me'olav, or something like that. Because he fits the limud from Nevela more closely. Where Nevela actually, if I had a piece of Nevela that was Nisurcha, and it became like Eitz Ba'alma, if I can doctor it up and make it edible, it's no longer, it lost its status as Nevela. It doesn't return to be Nevela. it became Eitz Ba'alma. He actually says Paka Shem Yisur Lov, and that fits in the Nevela thing. But that makes it very difficult for me to understand then why Pagamul of Asof Hishbiach should be Usser. It should be like Nevela. So therefore I have to say, I guess the only thing that I could say is, maybe I even read this somewhere, I don't know, because it sounds vaguely familiar to me that I might have seen it somewhere, but maybe it's only because it's the only thing that I can think of. But I would say that the Nevela Ta'am analogy for the Ran isn't complete. They're analogous, but they're not completely analogous, because the Ta'am just has to be temporarily pogame. It's not like Nevela, which is actually loses its status as Nevela. In other words, we always said it was a quasi-analogy and not a full analogy, not a full comparison, right? But I still think that the Rashba fits much better. Okay? But however we want to learn it out, however we want to hold it in our minds, and like the Ran or the Rashba, remember, there is a Nafka Mina Halakha. We spent one shiur talking about the Prima Gadim, saw a Nafka Mina between the two positions, right? He explained Nafka Mina between them, right? But the fact of the matter is, the Din is, as we know it, I happen to hold the general, Havana that I always have in my mind is the Rashba. Even though I remember the Ran, but I always have the Rashba's Havana, because I like the way it fits systemically, the two. It's the way that it makes the most sense to me. The two principles, the two kinds of bitul, the bitul of the shear of the thing and the bitul of tam. And Nosin Tam Lifkam doesn't require the bitul of tam. Because right now, Ein Koach Biyad Ha'isur Lesor Kihu Nosin Tam Lifkam. If later on it's Mashbiach, then it does have the Koach. Right? It's always contextual. That's the way I understand it. It makes great sense to me. Okay, so that's Sa'if Gimel.
Didn't we say somewhere that a while ago that if it doesn't add flavor but it adds substance, that it's also adding to the mixture?
That was the Ran.
That was the Ran.
Right.
So a more general question. Do we understand that Raisin Talmud Gram as a category, as applicable to Bichtel?
If the Rashba, we do. It's Huf Kashem Yisur.
In which case, you could do a Chachilah.
What do you mean? Oh, you can, because Ein Mevatlin Yisur Chachilah might apply to it. That's interesting. We'll have to go back and see if Ein Mevatlin Yisur Chachilah is Dafkan institution of Bitul or not. I should have talked about that more when we did it. Remind me to discuss that. Is the bitul of Ein Mevatlin Yisur L'Atchila a bet, a capital bet, or a small bet? Okay. Now I'm going to circle back to that. Okay. Now, can we look just in the Sif Se Das for a minute then, as long as we're here? Okay. All occasioned by Ellie's insightful question. Okay. So look on Yud Beis of the Sif Se Das. The Ilmale, Ayin Shaf, a Koshehain, whom if Fugamul Lesof Hishbia, but Oz Zion, Ayin Masha Kosafti Shab, or Masha Kosaf Shab. So he wants to say the Prima Gadim calls your attention to the equivalency, the logical equivalency between this din of Sa'if Gimel, that it's the way that it is now, and the Hishbiach, the Pogamul of a Sof Hishbiach. He points it out. Says, look, they're the same koshikin. It's a kavachomer if it's pogame or sof hishbiach, right? Because it happens without you adding anything. It just happened on its own, just by seasoning. Okay? Now, all right? Now, let's, that then brings us to the Shemin and Devash, which is a fascinating discussion. Okay? And here, we're going to look, as long as we have a Vodazara out, let's look at a Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Elu dvarim shel ovdei kochavim asurim ve'eni sarani sarhana. Chalav shechalbo oved kochavim ve'en yisrael rowehu. Okay, hapas. V'hashemen shelahen. Right. So their oil is usur. Until, except for Rebbe, Ubeis Dino, Heitiru HaShemen. So Rebbe came along and was Matir the Shemen. Okay. Let's switch to Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. And we'll see Shemen, Rabbi Yehuda Vestino, Ninu Allah Vehiti Ruhu. Kisavar, no Saint Tom Lifka Mutter. Okay, and they ask all kinds of questions. Ain Beitin Yaholavatel, the Rebbe Vestin Chabrolim, King Gadoli, Medeb Hokma Minyan, you know, the famous thing they ask, etc., etc. Because apparently, if you continue in the Gemara, and if you look in Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Beis, you'll find out that Shemen was one of the things. One of the Yud Ches Davar, Sheninu Al Ninu Vegamru, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And therefore, it should have been impossible to be Mevatel this Gezerah. So the Gemara gives the answer. The reason why it was possible for them to be Mevatel it was because it never was Pashit Barov Yisrael. It never really took hold. Right? So people never really, they continued to use the shemen of non-Jews, okay, and I like the lushan again. It's worth investigating. If anybody wants to learn the sugyas over again, it says kisavar. The reason that they matured it was that they held there was no Saint Tom Lifgam. There was no Saint Tom Lifgam. What was the problem? So Rashi tells you they used to make their shemen devorim with meat. Just put meat in it. Okay, so used to cook it in their pots, you know, even if there was ben yomo, or even they had meat actually in the pot. So you can see there, it seems that, from the lashon there, it seems that it was Rebbe Ubeis Dino who held no Saint Tom Lifgam Mutter, right? But other people didn't, right? It's interesting, okay. But anyway, that's not our topic, how it came about. Now, if we go to Lamed Ches Amud Beis, I'm just skipping through the sugyas here, and getting flavor for it, you'll see that there's a discussion there. Amarav Safra, Olamai Nechosh, Lesor Shemen. Is it because of Bishul Akum? Right? There's a whole long discussion there. What the reason is that we Aser, what was the whole spara behind it? Okay? Now, if you could pull out Kuf Yud Gimel of the get of the Yerideya, since we don't go to Kuf Yud Gimel here, we only go to Kuf Yud.
I have my phone
here. Oh, you do?
I forgot okay. The other one.
So do you have Kuf Yud Gimel?
Yeah.
So go to Seif Aleph, if you would.
Okay.
You'll see something. The laws of Bishul Akum are there.
Yeah.
Actually, we keep Kuf Yud Aleph here. I don't think this edition goes. It goes to Kuf Yud Aleph. Thanks. You can get also a Aruch HaShulchan or something. We can all look at it. You'll see some interesting stuff here. Kuf Yud Aleph. No, I don't have it either. It's not in this one. No. Let's look together. Let's see what we have. The classic definition of Bishul Akum. Here it is. It's Kuf Sif. We're only going to read one Sif, so it's okay. It's the classic definition. Davar she'eino nechal, kamo shehu chai. Something that requires cooking in order to be consumed. V'gam ola al shulchan melachim is the kind of thing that you could serve to a Kavadika guest. lilafes boas apas, in a meal, o le parperis, or as a dessert, or an appetizer, that kind of a thing, chebishlo, ove kochavim, afilu b'klei Yisrael, u'b'bayis beis Yisrael, aser mishum bishule ove kochavim. Now, everybody knows ole al shulchan malachim, but the other condition they forget is this. It has to definitely require cooking in order for it to qualify as bishul akum. Since devash doesn't necessarily require it to be cooked, it can be eaten, right? The flavor was enhanced by cooking, right? It needs to cook it with certain ingredients in there or in some place of pots or whatever, but it could be eaten chai, then the bishul akum doesn't apply. Okay? So that was one of the svaras behind Rebbe and his Bezdin's heter of that particular of Devash Shel Akum. And we can, if we look in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, we'll see that that's for the Shemen. Okay, that's for the Shemen. Now the Devash Shel Akum is Mutar Bachila, that's Beferish in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis.
Shemen shel akum
was only
prohibited because of a
bishul akum. No, so the Gemara asks, what's the svara behind why we are nechosh lesser shemen v'vushal shel akum? So they give various reasons why it might be. And one of those would be the possible bishul akum issue, and I'm just dispensing with the bishul akum issue, as you can see from the halakha in whatever. Okay, now, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Lamed Beis then gets to the second thing of our Seif, and that's Devash Shel Akum. And Devash Shel Akum is Mutar Bachila. So let's see the Maisa Lifnei Ari in the Beis Yosef. So now we can just open up to the Beis Yosef here in Kuf Gimel, and we'll see the famous Maisa. And you see there's no equivalent to Seif Dalet in the tour, right? Because it goes right to the din of hay, right? So the Seifim were supplied in order to fit the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaver. So you see, you can see, Kasav Aram B'Sof Hilchos Ma'acholos, and we need the citation from the Mordcha in Perkei Mamidim. So let's just go down just a little bit. Okay, we'll read the whole thing. Kasav Rama Masov Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Shemen Shel Goyim Mutar Vafilu Nispashel Eino Nesar Mipnei Giule Goyim. It doesn't, not because of the tam that's in the kelim. Mipnei Shabaser Poge Mesa Shemen Umasricho Vechein Devash Shel Goyim Shenispashel Vasu Mimenu Mine Mitika. They made like candy from it. Mutar Mitam Zeh, because the ingredients that it absorbs are pogain. Okay? V'nira shehuzal mefareh shemasha amru b'perek eimamidin gabi shemen. That's what we were just looking at. V'chein gabi dvash. L'may necho shlei imishum iaruve misra sare, that it's mismasriach, the iaruve basar b'hadayhu kamar. V'al rashi peyresh b'iaruve de gabi shemen. The Hainu Eruve Yayin Umihu Beinyan Hadvash Gam Hamordchai Kasav Perakol Shah Uvasof Perak Ema Meeting Sheba Maise Lifnei Ri Shebishlu Devash Bemachva Shel Basar Bas Yoma. They cooked this Devash they were making in a fleshic pan that had been used within 24 hours. The Heiriku, and then they poured it out. The Heirikuhu Cham b'kdeir shochalav basyoma, and poured it into a milchik kli. The heitira mishum dehashum nunis bitvash habe no sein tam lifkam legamre. Va'afilu meurav bo sham nunis shogiule goyim. The ain, even if it had some of the sham nunis, they hadn't cleaned out the kli really well. Oh, mi basar b'chalav habe no sein tam lifkam bo. Ad Khan. That's the Maisa that the Mordechai quotes.
So the case again is it was in a meat pot. They boiled in a meat pot.
Yeah, a treif meat pot that had just been used that had shamnunis of non-kosher stuff in it. And then they took that drash and they poured it into a milchik thing. Why do I never remember to turn that off? Okay. I was hoping a picture would pop up. Okay.
They're all here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
then they poured into a milk.
Poured into a milk, and they matured it because it was no sin tam liktam, because the treif contents that from the drash that got into the drash were no sin tam liktam in the drash.
I thought the whole point was that the meat enhances. Did they do it in a meat pot and enhances it? No.
All right. Well, apparently not. So let's see. How do we matarate this maisa? Your question, we're going to see, is the Beis Yosef's question. So the question, what does the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says that the Lashon of the Rambam, which looks problematic, seems to be based on this Maisa that the Mordechai quoted. Okay? Now, let's read it. And what does he say? Va'ani tameya. I don't get it. Sharei ha'ola mivashlin davashim avasar b'hum ashubach ma'od. That's why they do it. Your question. Right? Beis Yosef was mechaben to you. V'shema yeshlomar she'al yedei hatavlin v'abitzalin hu mashpiach aval ilu haya basar dvash levadam hayu pogmin uv'ubda diri lo hayasham ela dvash pitam habalua b'machvas levad. So the Beis Yosef's answer is, yeah, they do it because they do it with flesh and spices. And the whole thing together is good. But just flesh by itself would have been pogame. So the re wasn't the way the whole world does it. Okay. I can scratch my ear like this too, right? I mean, it makes, you know, the evet, it makes sense. But why were they doing it then? And you would think that if that's what the psak was, you would say so in the Maisa, right? Oh, they were only doing, right? You know, you would think if they quote the Maisa, you would think they were doing it like everybody else was doing it. Okay? So let's move over to see what the Bach says here. The Bach also is aware of the question. Right? Kosov Amortka. Do you see it? In the Bach? Down further. Yeah. Not Al Shem arrive yet, but down the last one, Kosov Amortka, Perikol Shav. 7/8 of the way down. Or, see it there? Well, Perik Beis Davodah Zarah. Shabbat Maisa Lifnei Re. Shabishlu Devash B'machva Shal Basar Bas Yoma V'Heri Kuhu Cham B'Kdeira Shal Chalav Bas Yoma V'Heitir Mishum D'Shamnunis B'Devash Avinosin Tam Lifkan V'Kule. Fabes Yosef Tama Sharei Ha'olam V'Vashlum D'Vashim Abasar V'Hu Meshubach Ma'o V'Kusha Zo Yesh Li Yashav Da Maisa Shabbat Lifnei Re Haya Mashke Hanasa midvash. It was a drink that was made from dvash. The hakim yifarish b'tshubas mari sego huvab hagas sharei dura. Achein harambam shekasav sof yochos machos asuras. Achein dvash ol goyim shnisbashel v'asumi menu minei mesika mutar lo mire b'mashke ela b'dvash atzmo v'afilu haki heitira mishum nosen tam lifkam. Vadai kasha tuba sharehu nosin tam l'shevach. V'hachim mashmer b'morcha parak sheni debetza. D'shamnunis b'dvash havi nosin tam l'shevach. Because of Beis Yosef, it's tzarech l'chalek d'b'dvash im basar b'luchud havi nosin tam l'fkama. V'abidvar macheri m'mehem kigon tabli m'beitzim havi l'shevach. Mihu hach d'morcha parak sheni debetza d'mari b'dvash im nevela b'luchud lo mishnashek b'teirut zeh. Gamlo mashmahachi midivrei Rambam. Elenirei li, kidisha tapshil hu basar, umesimim betocho dvash fachometz, ushar dvari mevush metubalim, hadvashu mashbiach as a basar, kikar tapshil hu a basar, V'advash im dvarim acherim misakein abasar shei mutam u'mushubach. I'll explain this in a second. Avok shemavashlim advash losim imenu minei misika afilu im dvarim acherim hu pogeim as advash t'shamnunis bedvash nosim tam lifkam hu te'ikar hu advash. He says the difference is what was the majority ingredient. Okay, so that's the way he explains the difference between the two. Okay, if the majority ingredient, if it's basar and you added dvash to it, then it's nosim tam l'shevach, right? And that's the case. But the other case around was dvash, where they had basar. When the dvash has basar in it, and it's the dvash that you're eating, basar is pogame the dvash. So it's the question of like the galloping gourmand here. You know, the question is the taste mix, but the taste, it depends on what's coming to enhance what. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, which is the way the halakha is going to wind up. Let's look in the Darkei Moshe.
Is that amounts or intent?
Amounts. Darkei Moshe also mentions the same question. And that's the first part that we already read, actually. What the Darkei Moshe does is he agrees, the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber about Shemen in Dvash, he's Cholek. And therefore, we require Shishim to be Mevatel. And we can see that. Let's just read in the Ramah, okay? Because we've done that Morcha before. We've done that citation in the... Okay. The yesh, look what the Rama says again. We said shemen udvash shel goyim afal pi shehem uvushalim mutarim mivdei shabasa pokem es shemen umasiko bechem lidvash. So the mechaber is mekil in both, right? Comes along the Rama says yesh omrim debasar eno pogem dvash atzmo rak mashke hanase midvash. That's the Ma'aril's tshuva that was quoted, right? In the Bachum, Bekom Kusha Ein Hefse Gadol Yesh La'achmir. So he'll go with where there's a Hefse Gadol, he'll be Somech on the Mechaber. Otherwise, he asers like the Tshuva. Basar O Chalav B'yayin, O Chalav B'yayin, Havi Litgamu Mutter. Okay, well, anyway, that's another din. Okay, so now, just to get the following, to sort of wrap this all up, you know what? Pull out the Aruch HaShulchan, as long as we're here in my house and we have everything. It's down. You have it there? There's a bigger one on the bottom. On the right. Bottom right. Turn your right. Isn't there a bigger Aruch HaShulchan there? I bought a newer one, because the other one is very hard to read. It's very faded. So I have to.
She knew they went together. Okay. Good.
So while you have this, let's pull this out. Okay? And we'll get the whole in yet for Ellie's notes. Ellie, you okay on this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I think we talk about the case of the Texas Gunther. That baby.
About the...
The baby.
Yeah. Okay. I noticed a good reference in the Aruch HaShulchan, which I wrote down, Chaf Aleph. He deals with the whole subject. Okay, we'll look in Chaf first. Okay? This is good. This will summarize it for us very well. If you're ever going to be stuck on a desert island, and they allow you to take two books with you. You take the Meshech Chochma on the Torah, on the Chumash,
really?
And the Aruch HaShulchan, and you'll have a full Torah life. And they let you take one other thing along, take Hadeya V'Hadibur, or, you know, the Zalman Sarutskin's Drushes, or the Pre-Tzadik. You know, and then you'll be fine. And my album. Okay. All right. I think you'll like this. No, I didn't want you to listen to the album, because it'll be Mvatel Torah. I just want you to hold it. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll read it from Chaf. This will spell out the whole thing, which I ran through. Aruch HaShulchan is a great, great, great summary. Do you have?
No, it's missing. We're missing hay.
Okay, so we'll look together. Kasvu Rabosenu Balei HaShulchan Aruch Seif Dalet. Okay. Shemen Udvash Shel Kusim. Afal Pi Shehem Uvushalim. Mutari mipnei shabasar pogim es hashemen umasricho v'chein had l'dvash. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shemen and dvash. Chesed v'emes. Shemen and dvash. V'yesh omrim debasar eino pogim dvash atzmo. Doesn't hurt the basar. Doesn't hurt the dvash itself. Just a mashka of dvash. Hanasa mitvash. Uvumakom she'ein hefsei gadol yesh lahachmir. Like that opinion for dvash. Okay? Now, comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, Lufi ani yustati. Nira lahashvos hadeos. I got to make the deos work together. Dibbe'emes kasha lomar machlokas bintzius. It's hard to say that the machlokas here between the Yesh Omrim of the Ramah, who said Dvash no, and the Mechaber said Dvash yes, whether or not Im no Saint Tam Lifgam, Im L'Shevach. It was just a question. It can't be, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that the machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber is, does Basar ruin the Shemen or the Dvash or doesn't it? That can't be the machlokas. It's not a machlokas in Metzius. Got to be something else going on. If it was Machlokas and Metzius, they could just test it. But this is the heaven of legal concepts, right? Okay, so we don't. It's not a Machlokas and Metzius. V'hare hech ochel yitam. I mean, your palate could taste it, right? V'gam rabbeinu abeis Yosef v'sifru hagadol tama b'zeh v'zeh l'shona v'ani tameya sharei olam v'vashlin dvash. Okay, so he said, remember the Beis Yosef's answer? That maybe it was that the side that was talking, that said that it's no Saint Tam Lifgam, said that it's because it was by itself. And the side that said it wasn't was because it was done with Bitzalim. And he comes along and he says, wait a minute, the Aruch HaShulchan. Wait a minute, there's still a problem. Halo yesh lit om. Echu below tavlim uvitzalim. Go and taste it, right? The gam shemen in basar, gam etzlenu yadua, shebetagnin shemen in basar. Alamachbas, people use, don't you have honey on your chicken and honey on their roast and stuff? Don't people do that? I think they do. Okay. For whom... Who ma'achal sarim, right? It's considered a dish of the aristocracy. Viera li al pidivrei harambam beperush hamishnah sheivena b'seif yud shekasav sham de basar imchema mashpiach l'shato. Rambam says that you make a cheeseburger, it's only good when you make it right after that. Well, the charzman, if you let it sit around, milk and meat, mafsido, ayin sham. Ve'einenu ra'osh, shemachal basar b'chalav, hey me'amachalim hamuf charim etzlam. That's what the goyim love. They love cheeseburgers, right? That's their favorite thing. Ela she'ein hatam mashpiach rak tekev l'bishulo. Yarko Shulchan says it only works right away. Yacharkach mekalkalo l'fiza kmo kein. No mar de dvash im basar o shemen im basar l'shato hu tov. Yacharkach miskalkel l'fikach hashemen advash shel kleihem lo chayshina l'fleitas kleihem. The kevin shel basar kvar nispashel. Vein kach rak pleitas habasar mekalkel es advash. Ves hashemen de shevach shelem ino el of a basar im dvash o shemen be'ein. Now, if you think about it, then we've got a whole series of answers to this question. We've got two sources, two opinions. Got a Maisa, the Matir, the Asir, whatever. Okay, so we can say that the ingredients were different. One's talking about where there's tavlin, the other's talking where there isn't. We could say the proportions are different. One's talking about where basar is the main proportion. The other saying where the vash is the main proportion. Or there's one other thing we could talk about. Time. Right? So if you asked me beforehand to figure out what possible answers there could be, that's what I would have come up with, right? Those are the three. And we find all three answers, right? Who do we find the answer of the proportions? The bach. Who do we find the answers of the... the contents, Beis Yosef. And who do we find the time? The Rambam and Perush and Mishnayos, but actually the Aruch HaShulchan. Right? So,
can you explain the time one?
The time one is this. That basar mixed with non-basar friendly stuff can be really good right away. But afterwards, not so good.
So is that the dvash or
is that's the... same thing that the Rambam says about basar v'chalav, the Aruch HaShulchan suggests we could say about the dvash.
Is that because it was just in dvash, or is that because it went into a milk of potash?
No, because he's saying that I think what he's saying is that meat can add some flavor to stuff at the beginning, right away, but you let it steep, not so good. We can check with Martha Stewart when she gets out of jail. Okay. Right now I couldn't tell you, okay? But the fact of the matter is, one thing I can say, since I'm one of those people who wants to live in the heaven of legal concepts, right? I can tell you that I'm always interested in transcendental stuff, right? The concepts. So I could tell you that I could have been mechave into what the answers would be. What are the answers? The ingredients are different, or the ingredients are the same, but the portions are different, or it's in different time. It seems to me those are three logical possibilities. Guess what? I could find those three answers offered by three different sets of posting. Okay? So, to explain this difference, what do we wind up lehalacha? Doesn't matter how we explain it. What do we wind up lehalacha? Achenu b'nei Ashkenaz. Find out that unless there's hefseid gadol, we're choshesh to that basar is not pogaim. The taste of dvash, and that the dvash that was made in non-kosher kalim is usher. If there's hefseid gadol, then we can rely b'dieved on the chumrah, on the kula of the mechaber. Okay? So l'hatfila, what should we do? Buy only dvash with hashgacha. I don't know if they do that at all. Maybe it might be today that legally, you know, the government, you're not allowed to do that. You have to do it in clean thing. I don't know. Maple syrup probably has the same.
So they add to it some kind of pork fat in order to.
Well, I want to tell you this. I mean, I used to be shocked that there were people who used to say, "Oh, I love the fish patties at McDonald's or something. They have a special taste to them." Whatever. It turns out they were using meat to flavor them, right? Yeah, it turns out they were using meat. I mean, I couldn't believe there were so-called, you know, B'nai Torah. I mean, well, I don't think anybody B'nai Torah, but there were a lot of people, you know, in the 60s, there were a lot of so-called modern Orthodox people who used to eat all manners of things out. There wasn't that much available, you know, kosher cooking, I guess. I don't know, or kosher restaurants. There weren't really that, you know, there was Shmuelka Bernstein's, and that was it, you know. And the fact of the matter is that there were people that would eat all kinds of things out, but you'd have all these kinds of issues. Right, and I think that the Somebody told me that one of the fast food places was known for their French fries were so. The secret ingredients was they used to boil them in the oil that they made the meat patties in, or something. You know. So now I don't know. I never go in these places, so I wouldn't even know. But the fact is, that's what gives a special extra tang to it. Right? So unless you're dealing with, you know, so we would say here, and this was a practice that they knew how the in some time of the Gemara how goyim made tvash. They knew how they did it, and they were matir it because they knew that it was no sin tam lifkam. Right? Question is that heter that's mentioned in the Gemara. That's what our whole question is: how that heter come about, and why do people say not the heter? So it must have been they had some other mitzias involved. That's how we got those differences. Okay.
So
yeah.
Two things: if you're going to be mekel, would you have to look at the situation? In other words, you have three possibilities, right? But there's differences. There's situational differences in the three possibilities if you're examining a specific case, right? You can ask a specific set of questions about each of those.
Oh, absolutely. So I would want
to
know.
Which one makes the most sense to you? Or could we use, do we have access to each one of those situations? Can we use each one when we're trying to be matzir or something?
No, I think that I think the Shasta Tchak or Hefseh Gadol, it would be the Dvash that was made. So I think that the answer of the Basar was predominant falls out, right? Because there was the Dvash, that's the Dvash we're talking about. I think that falls out. So the proportional one doesn't fall out. And I think that the time one is Tzavrich Inyun the Ladina, the Rav Shulchan himself says. So I think what you have is basically the Beis Yosef's answer, because that's the heter of the Mechaber. That is the Mechaber, so I think it's the Beis Yosef's answer that's the operative one.
It would be easy to check.
Because I think that's what the Ramah is saying. The Hefseh Gadol, you can rely on the Mechaber, so it would have to be the Svara of the Mechaber.
So if, in a situation like Hefseh Gadol, you knew there were B'Tzalim and spices mixed in the meat, would that create a problem or not? In other words, if the Matthias was the case, if you knew it, did that create... Would it have to be just Basar or either one?
No, I think... I don't get what the question is, because he would say... He says, the Tom of the Basar is no same Tom with God. So the Dvash is okay. The Dvash is okay because when they make it, that's the way they make it. They make it with no sin tam lifkam. They make it that way. Right? Now, if I knew they made it in such a way that it wasn't no sin tam lifkam, right, then... Okay. All right, so that's the... and we talked last time about the Kedera, that it's Meis Leis. We did that, right? Okay? So I think there's really, that's the other main inyan that I wanted to do here. And we're going to do Seif Zion when we do Basar B'Cholov. We'll come back to that. So I think that essentially finishes us and we'll be proceeding into Kuf Hei next time.
On Sunday, do you want to run through Kuf Dalet? Well,
I may. I don't know. It's not really much there, but I think I probably will. And I'll start on the Kuf Hei. Yeah, he's. So do you have? Yeah. Have